Chapter 1 and verses 5 to 17 this morning. Luke chapter 1, verses 5 to 17. So in the time of Herod, the king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless, because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Amen. Amen. For those who cry out, calling people to be prepared for the Lord. So how's Christmas going? Is it going okay? Preparation going okay? No. Jeff shakes his head. There is something happening, isn't there? And it happens every year, of course, this growing sense of anticipation. And we can't avoid the shops and the music and the lights and the queues at the post office. Why are they so long already? If you still post letters, that is. Incredible. And the revival, of course, of those old Christmas songs that we've been hearing all of our lives, haven't we? The list of things to do and the things to buy, or trying to harangue people for lists of what they want. And, of course, we must not forget the joy of giving. There is a growing sense of anticipation. Now, I don't know. Oh, I've got it. There we are. And I love the opening to this passage. I love the opening of Luke chapter 1 and verse 5, because it gives you a sense that it's leading to something. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah. It's a great beginning to any sort of story, isn't it? Grabbing the attention, feeling that something dramatic is going to happen next. And so we keep on reading and being drawn into this particular story. In the time of Herod, it's like something is bursting on into the pages of history, a specific time and a particular person. In this moment, God is about to do something. Because God has been doing things right from the very beginning, hasn't he? You know, the whole of Scripture tells us that God is at work right from the very first line in the Bible. He's always at work creating something good and then something very good. And here he's about to do something new again. This new beginning, this new sense that he's about to burst onto the scene again. Between the Old Testament and the New Testament, there's probably about 400 years when it doesn't seem as if God's doing anything. And then suddenly, in the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah. I love that opening. And so from the very first words that we get where God speaks, "Let there be light," again and again and again throughout this story, God shows up with some new revelation to particular people at particular times. The Advent calendar, the Advent wreaths, the tree, the presents, the Christmas cards, arriving, the carols being played, there's something about to happen. And here in our story, we get that same sense. And this period of Advent is this time of waiting and time of preparation for the celebration of the birth of Jesus at Christmas. But also, don't forget, the return of Jesus at the second coming. The Greek word adventus, coming, arrival, the translation of the Greek parousia, meaning the second coming. Jesus is coming back. And here again, we join in this anticipation of this new day. And we'll share communion in a moment, which is, of course, about remembering what has happened, but also anticipating that there is something more still to come. And here's Elizabeth and Zechariah. In the time of Herod the king, there was a priest named Zechariah. His wife, Elizabeth, was also a descendant of Aaron, both of them righteous in the sight of God. These are the sort of people that God tends to choose to use in his story to fulfill his plans. Noah, Abraham, Moses, Ruth, Mary, and the list goes on. People whose hearts are filled with a sense of anticipation that God is going to do something good again. But, and there always seems to be a but in the Bible, but they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive and they were both very old. Tell it as it is, won't you, Luke? Tell it as it is. No pussyfooting around. They were both very old. So from a human perspective, this is the end of the story. It's as if we've just got excited about the beginning in the time of Herod and now, but they were childless. So how is God going to fulfill his plans? Elizabeth and Zechariah, too old. And according to their community, they were a couple in disgrace because they didn't have a child. But with that same anticipation of unwrapping a present, not knowing what it is, God begins to unfold this new story, which leads us to Jesus and beyond. Noah had never seen a boat before in his life, let alone built one or sailed one. People laughed at him when he began. Abraham, he's never been any further than his country, yet he went, even though his dad decided to settle in Haran and not go any further. Moses says he's no good at public speaking and wants some help, yet he confronts Pharaoh and says, "Let my people go." Ruth, a stranger in the place she committed to going to with her mother-in-law, Naomi. Mary, "I'm a virgin, how can this be?" With God, there's no need to carry the disgrace of what others think or say, or what seems to be impossible. So that no matter who may have dismissed you or disregarded you or heaped disgrace on you, no matter that you may have dismissed yourself, God looks on you with love and with anticipation that you can be involved in writing the next chapter of the story. And that's why we all can live with this sense of anticipation, because God is at work and he just invites us to be ready to respond to it. I guess Advent is a time when we can let grace surprise us, when we wait to see what God wants to do and we're ready to do what he's asking. Because God's plans are still to redeem his creation, not to destroy it. God's purposes are to restore his kingdom, not to give up on it. And that's where you and I come in now, during this same season. He wants to use people like us to make it happen, to see it coming in, and to raise the expectation of what he's still to do. Because remember, in the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah. And so in the time of King Charles, there was a mum. There was a doctor, there was a nurse, there was a care worker, a grandparent, a teacher, an accountant, a food bank volunteer, a professor, a husband, a wife, a neighbor, a child. and they were ready to respond to what God was inviting them to do. That's the sense of anticipation, I think, that we have during this Advent season. Because I think God does want to use us to help restore and renew and point people to the truth of his love and his goodness towards them as well. As the story progresses, once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, undertaking the ancient tradition of the temple, what had been done every day and every time throughout all the generations, once when he was doing it, an angel appeared to him and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son." Your prayer has been heard. The prayer that he and Elizabeth have been praying time and time and time again. The prayer that they had been desperately, faithfully believing that God would one day answer. Your prayer, Zechariah, has been heard. I imagine as he went into the temple that day, he had prayed that prayer again, as he had done every day. A prayer that was looking increasingly more and more impossible, because remember, Elizabeth couldn't conceive and they were very old. But they were still praying it. Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. And God is going to match your faith and your commitment and your consistency and your sense of anticipation, because at just the right time, he's going to answer it in his way. And that's how the next chapter of the story continues. Once there was a priest named Zechariah. Once when he was doing what he was doing, taking his turn to serve in the temple, an angel appeared and said, "Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son." And it's things like that that keep this story moving forward, that keeps God's unfolding plan and purpose for his creation, that leads us to Jesus in this instance, but for us leads us towards his coming again, his advent into our world, and how we desperately are praying that he would come and be part of those situations and places that lie heavy on our hearts, whether personally, for people we care about, for our community or for our world, the longings and the frustration of the days of unanswered prayer. In Luke chapter 1, verses 18 to 19, Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man and my wife is well on in years." Nicely put, Zechariah. The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God and I have been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news." Verse 23, "When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. 'The Lord has done this for me,' she said. 'In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people.'" In these days, he has shown me his favor. Wasn't that what Jesus announced when he took the scroll of the prophet Isaiah? This is being fulfilled in your hearing. This is the year of the Lord's favor. And it is coming because I am here and I have come. And Zechariah and Elizabeth, they were ready to be the next people to be involved in keeping God's good plans and purposes moving forward. The kingdom is on its way. God's plan of salvation to rescue his people is coming. This is his divine promise to us here, now, today. The question for us all is, will we join in? Will we let this anticipation move us forward? Will we continue his plan? One act of obedience at a time, when God tells us, "Your prayer has been answered. Now is the time to